Good morning and welcome back to Rochester Speaks. I am John Gehring, joined today by a really cool organization called Bridges for Brain Injury. Their CEO, Laura Donaldson, joins me, along with their day program director, Tiffany Jones. We're excited to have you both on. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your Sunday morning and talking with us today.
Great. Thanks, John, for having us. We appreciate it.
So let's talk a little bit about Bridges for Brain Injury and especially traumatic brain injuries, because it's something that we don't often talk about. Where did Bridges for Brain Injury come about, and why did you start the organization?
Well, I'm actually a co-founder of the organization. It's 16 years old now, and started way back at the Canandaigua Wood Library, actually, with a few of us who were passionate about working with people with brain injuries, and we had families out in this area who really felt there was no choice for services for their loved one. And so we started these meetings at the library, and then every meeting, someone would bring someone else to that meeting, and it just sort of started the ball rolling. And before you knew it, we had opened a little office in 2008. And so we serve about a 7-county area all the way over to from Yates and Seneca, Wayne County, Monroe, Livingston, and we provide in-home and community-based services for adult brain injury survivors.
Wow, it's amazing, and we don't realize how many people suffer from brain injuries and disabilities that are caused by brain injuries. I saw a statistic on a video on your Facebook page. Every 13 seconds, someone in the U.S. suffers from a brain injury. That's amazing, 13 seconds. Talk a little bit about maybe why brain injuries you think are so underrepresented. People don't talk about it that much.
I don't think people really understand what a brain injury is, because so many factors play a part in that. There are acquired brain injuries versus the traumatic brain injury. So acquired is more of those, the health issues and conditions that happen, like a stroke is very common. People don't realize that stroke is actually a brain injury. As well as loss of oxygen, maybe substance abuse, is also can result in brain injuries. And then you have the traumatic brain injuries, where more of that is caused by that trauma. So that jolt or blow to the head through a motor vehicle accident or an assault, or for seniors, it's falls. It's very common for falls. So I think people don't really understand just the variety of different types of brain injury, which is why it's just it is prevalent, but it can range from a mild to moderate to severe. So there's, many folks who have mild brain injury can go to that emergency room, get treated for a concussion and be discharged and be fine, after a time. And then our services are more for treating and working with folks who are moderately to severely disabled, who their lives are changed forever. So they need those supports. And everyone we serve are all our most vulnerable in our community. They're poor, they're on Medicaid, and they're at risk for nursing home placement.
Well, Tiffany, I know you work a lot directly with on these programs. So talk a little bit about the most rewarding part about working with those who are suffering from these injuries, and what you've also learned from them.
So working here, you never know what your day is going to bring. There's so many amazing different personalities, and everybody's working on something different. The thing about brain injury is it's not your cookie cutter injury. Everybody, has something different that they're working on. So for someone, it might be social appropriateness, versus just everyday living skills, ADLs, hygiene tasks. So for me, it's giving back to my local community, making a difference. I was born and raised in Canandaigua, so my members are people within my community, in the surrounding communities. And what a great way to give back to the community is to support people that need it.
And again, if without those services, the day services, they would be isolated at home. So what you see, isolation just breeds more chronic medical conditions, come from that depression. So it's the day services are an opportunity for them to come together with their peers, have fun, but also work on those skills. And the Wildlife Rockstars program is a part of that.
Yeah.
And so let's dive into that Wildlife Rockstars program just briefly, because actually next week we're going to have Sarah on from Bridges for Brain Injury as well, and talking about the Wildlife Rockstars program. But how does that help raise awareness and also just help the organization as a whole to help others?
So that was a when we talk about, we work with our folks, really many of them need a sense of purpose, right? All of us, when we get up in the morning, we have a place to go, we have a job, career, we have families we care for, but a lot of our folks have lost that from their injury. So day program, when they come to our day services, many of them want more than a typical program. They want more than those arts and crafts. They want to feel a sense of purpose. They want to feel like they have a job.
And giving back.
Yes, they're giving back. And so the Wildlife Rockstars program is USDA, it's DEC licensed, and we have native and exotic wildlife on site that our members, as part of their rehabilitation, they study them, they learn about them, and that they're working on their short-term memory skills mm-hmm. by doing that. They're providing care for them. They're working in the laundry room,
right.
Sweeping.
Doing those everyday yes. tasks that we don't think twice about doing.
Yeah.
You know, but for them, it's teaching the skill and purpose.
And then they're taking it out to schools, children in daycare centers. We've been to senior citizen groups and senior centers into the community. So they were at Eastview Mall Wildlife Wednesdays every Wednesday this past summer. And so they are giving presentations. So they're studying those facts about those animals, giving presentations. They're learning those public presentation skills. And so children and the public look at them as a wildlife rock star. You know, I know you, you're a wildlife rock star. They don't see that disability.
Right.
And that's the most powerful part of that program.
I agree. Yes. They presented at my son's birthday party this past year, and they had a whole room of third grade boys entertained. Mm-hmm. And that's not easy.
Not easy.
No, that's a lot of energy in one room. And they were able to present and hold the attention. And it was really wonderful to see them in their element, joking. It's a great program, and you really feel the family and the love,
yeah.
you know, when they're presenting. It's great. It's a great program.
Yeah. Make sure to join us next week on Rochester Speaks to talk more about that program. But Bridges for Brain Injury is what the two of you really specialize in, and Laura is the CEO and is one of the founders of the foundation. Talk a little bit about how we as a community, because, you know, we can't all work for Bridges for Brain Injury, but we can all do something to help raise awareness about the prevalence of brain injuries and what a brain injury actually is. What are some of the first steps that we can take as a community to become more aware of that?
Raising awareness for the supports available. Like, you don't leave from the hospital with a goodie bag saying, here are your next steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are that bridge to help that, you know. What next steps? A lot of time people feel overwhelmed. You don't know what to do. You know, you got this list of appointments you know you need to go to. You have so much to do. We're here to help with that. We're here to support you navigate that. Part of Bridges is service coordination, who help assist with those medical appointments, organizing transportation. You know, so it could be somebody living in the community that just needs help with those mm-hmm. things. So there are services for various aspects of a TBI.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that you're not alone and there's people to help you navigate that, because I don't think there's enough awareness about TBIs. And, you know, I'm new to the agency, about a year. So I didn't know about all of the effects. It's something I learned, and it's very eye-opening. So I think
New York is very progressive in regards to that. You know, helmet laws something that New York has done for, you know, a long time, and many states still do not have helmet laws, and that would save lives. And also our New York State Brain Injury Association is very active. I think this past weekend we had a walkathon over at Seneca Park, near Seneca Park Zoo. Wow. And so for awareness just being aware, I think a lot of schools right now have really strong protocols on reporting concussions and so do physicians. Yeah. So New York State is very progressive when it comes to addressing and looking and being more aware of brain injuries. It is just making sure that some of our local medical providers understand that there's so much more to a brain injury. And that's, so a lot of folks are discharged, you know, those hospitals, those nursing homes, they treat you immediately. They treat the injury. You'll go on to therapy, and then you get discharged home. And then what happens is people don't understand, well, you look fine, but why are you acting different? And that's why brain injury is also referred to as like the invisible injury, because you look fine, but they don't feel fine. So they're struggling with attention span. They're struggling with being able to do the chores they used to be able to do, to get up in the morning and know, what am I doing next? What, you know, where's that initiation for their day? That they might leave something on the stove and walk away and forget about it. So all of that, you don't see that in a hospital setting. So once they get home, then the families become overwhelmed and like, we're going to need more help. And so oftentimes you go through that primary physician for that. And then that's where we'll get referrals through primary physicians, through hospitals, and from local providers about that, because those are then the families really start struggling and the individuals start struggling about all these changes that they weren't expecting. And that's where our program addresses. It's that rehabilitation afterwards is, how do we help keep you at a nursing home? How do we help keep you at home or in an apartment? And set up those strategies and techniques for you to be, you know, successful and independent, which is our mission.
Wow. This is all starting to make a lot of sense to me, because my wife, for example, had a concussion a few years ago, and just last year was starting to feel some other effects from it, including an anxiety disorder, including things that weren't, you did not think were related, but doctors really traced the two things back. And she's very open about that. And it's inspiring, you know, to walk with her and help her through that. But it's just amazing how a lot of things can actually start from brain injuries, and how, it, like you said, we live in a very, problem solution kind of culture where we put Band-Aid over it and it's done, right? But there's so much more to it. And we see that with athletes too, who go through concussions. And I know there's so many brain injuries even besides just concussions that you guys also deal with. So talk a little bit about how important that is as well, that you're in it for the long haul with these, with the people that you serve. It's not just, you know, problem, solution, okay, goodbye, we'll now dispose of these people and move on to the next ones. You're an ally for life following the injury, right?
That's absolutely true, especially for the folks we serve who are more moderately to severely disabled, that you'll find that in the first 2 years of your injury is when you'll have the strongest rehabilitation results. And then following that, you'll still have that ability. That's the part I find fascinating and inspiring, is you still see years of work that folks still can make advancements. And as long as we're there to kind of, you know, help them along with that and to provide them that strategy. Again, our mission is about maximizing their independence and keeping them out of nursing homes, which saves the state money. and keeps them in a quality of living. Who doesn't want to live at home? So that's, but it is, that is a chronic problem, is that if you don't have those services, and again, state, and New York State is very progressive in having this type of program, because it does allow people to live as independently as they can, and it, and affords them that right, where a lot of states do not have that advancement for that long-term service.
Yeah. Yeah. And so as a community, as passionate members of this community wanting to help out at Bridges for Brain Injury, is there something that we can do, whether it be financial or whether it be a volunteer opportunity? What can we do to help the organization?
There are so many opportunities out there. So we're super excited, because at this point in our organization, we just purchased some property, and it's a horse farm, and we're planning on turning that into expanding our wildlife program, as well as expanding our day services in a very nice, beautiful, serene area. So in order to do that, we are definitely going to be kicking off a capital campaign in the spring, and we'll be working on fundraisers. We're always looking for volunteers to help us with either it's the animals, or we're looking for board members. We're always interested in the expertise someone can bring to our organization. We're also looking for volunteers in day services.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You have a skill that you have, woodworking, sewing,
crafting, music.
We want it.
Yeah.
Our folks love visitors.
They love visitors. So anytime, we are open to having guest host, you know, groups. Mm-hmm. And they're a really lovely group. And
yeah, they don't want to see the same faces.
No. Okay. Listen to my voice every day.
Tai Chi. I mean, we've had yoga. If you know, if you have a skill and you'd like to volunteer, our folks, it just gives them so much more impactful experience. And they learn so much more that way.
Absolutely.
I know there's also opportunities to have a wildlife rock star come by, whether it be at your son's birthday party, right? Or your school invasion. Who would we get in touch to if we're interested in having an event like that?
Sarah Saylor is our wildlife education director, and we have an awesome wildlife education specialist team. So they're traveling. I think last year they did like 150 outreach programs. So they travel quite a bit, and they get booked up quick. We're already booking into next year. We do corporate events, birthday parties, again, churches and senior centers, scout groups. It's a great way to learn about how we can conserve and support our environment. And also our folks will share their stories about brain injury and ways you can prevent a brain injury. So that's another way we get that message out.
Yeah.
An important message. Bridgesforbraininjury.org is where you want to go to learn more information. Or I know you also have a very active Facebook page as well that people can connect with you guys on, or at least a Facebook page, right?
We have a couple, actually. One is under Wildlife Rockstars, and then one is under Bridges for Brain Injury. So, yeah.
And where would the best place to reach out be if someone's looking to either contribute financially or volunteer?
Right on our website. There is a donation link right there. It says donate now. It'll take you right to the QR code. And there's also a place to click if you want to volunteer.
Yep.
You can do it right there on our website.
We're also hiring as well. So for multiple positions. And it's a great place to work. We have a lot of fun.
Yes.
Too. Because our group is always active.
Very busy.
Yes.
Wow. Tiffany Jones, as well as Laura Donaldson from Bridges for Brain Injury, thank you so much for all that you do for our community and for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.